The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What the hell was that?
Oscar's mic boom.
I'll explain that later.
I think we know what it is.
Maybe you don't.
We could guess.
You watch Star Wars?
No.
Oh, I thought it was a Darth Vader thing.
Open up the mailbag.
Oh, is it time?
Mm-hmm.
It is. It's Thursday.
Let's take a look at some of those letters.
It's Thursday on the Mike O'Mara Show, everyone, and that means I should mention that our opening segment is sponsored.
Yes.
Yes.
We
probably
like
should.
To do that. Been forgetting that lately, and that'll just throw the show all out of whack. Our show today brought to you by Spencer and Devin Shaving Cream.
Boo.
The vignette, I should say, the opening segment.
Yes.
God, it's getting so confusing.
It is a little complicated.
You'd think we'd be getting wealthier.
You'd think.
Spencer and Devin uses natural ingredients.
But no.
Like aloe and shea butter.
Aloe.
No harsh chemicals. Spencer and Devin Shaving Cream is good to your face, whether you have a tough beard, sensitive skin, or both. If you got those nasty bumps, those horrible, hideous, heinous bumps that make you look like a scene out of Papillon.
No bumps here, Mike.
Get Spencer and Devin Shaving Cream in sagebrush or spice or completely unscented. Read their story at SpencerDevin.com or click their ad on our website. Spencer and Devin Shaving Cream. Smooth that savage blade.
I love it.
And now, our birthdays.
Yay.
Belated happy 31st birthday to Jessica Edwards from her husband, Lance. That's a great male name.
Isn't it?
Lancelot!
I'm not sure it indicates anything horribly straight.
Lance!
You think every name is gay.
I don't. You know there's a lot of straight names, like Mike and Rob.
Yeah, thank you. You think every name that's not Rob is gay. They're going to
Oscar.
They're going to go on the same cruise that Buzz took.
Yes.
A senior's cruise.
He'd like Buzz to get Jessica in the mood for a good vacation.
Ooh. If this boat's rocking.
Okay, gross. Amber Litchfield just turned 34.
I think I just turned gay.
Amber Litchfield just turned 34, and her husband's getting her a gift through our Amazon page.
Nice.
I was going I was in the outlet store this morning,
cool.
As a matter of fact. Matt says Amber would like a greeting from the whole gang. Hi, Amber.
Hi, Amber. Happy birthday.
Hey,
when I see your stoplight, I slow down.
Rick Litchfield. Rick Chapman, I should say, just had a birthday. Rick Chapman sits around with his brother at Civil War reenactment campfires during the Lifesavers candy bit every time the captain's daughter Shannon stops by.
Really?
Oh, doing the life. You know, it's amazing, kids. Let me explain something about reading.
Yeah.
When you're reading anything that's written, if you can really, you might think the word whatever should never apply to reading off the page.
Because
you can't say whatever when you eliminate just a word that completely tanks the entire message.
Do you want to start the sentence anew?
Let me start again.
Okay.
Rick Chapman just had a birthday. He sits around with his brother at Civil War reenactment campfires doing the Lifesavers candy bit every time the captain's daughter Shannon stops by.
You know what I like? I like
a little funnier that way.
He's named it the Lifesavers candy bit.
The Lifesavers candy bit.
Do you suppose we could try to recreate how that might sound?
No.
Okay.
No, I think
I'm just
he's
curious.
Done it. I think he's done it, and it's fine.
I like the LCB, Lifesavers candy bit.
I'm training you not to be the trained seal during this segment.
I was just wondering, you want to know where your brain was.
Last Wednesday was David England's birthday. Yes. He's hoping Rob can run out to pick up some Crown Royal Black for an old-fashioned. Well, I know Rob likes to get it for himself. Why don't you go out and get it for this guy?
Well, is it okay if you're training me?
Yeah, please go out and get the
Crown Royal. I will be right back.
Now, remember to get the black.
Black, right. Well, it's always color with you.
Crown Royal Black.
Now take your sardine.
Justin Bernstein.
Yes.
Turned 35 last Wednesday. He and his wife are going to Cancun. Everybody's going on vacation.
What's up with that?
Yeah.
I'm going to Haiti.
My choice.
Yeah, but keep in mind, Mike, it's an all-inclusive. Yeah. One for your safari.
Festeria.
Justin Bernstein. Turned 35 last Wednesday. He and his wife are going to Cancun, and they need Oscar to teach them to say, "These wings aren't crispy" in Spanish. Our listeners get the joke today. These wings aren't crispy.
Este pollo
no está quemado.
That sounded great.
It did.
Or something.
Longtime listener Tony G had a birthday 1 week ago today. Why do I know that name?
I know
Tony G.
Kenny's brother.
Tony G, nice to see you have a birthday. Friday was Dan Goff's 31st birthday. He's listened for over 10 years, and he also shops our Amazon page. Yep. Dan would like to hear the birthday song. We haven't done it yet, and so we can do it right now.
Is it Dan Goff?
Goff.
Goff. Okay, I thought it was
like Angie Goff.
I thought it was a guy with a lot of black eyeliner.
I always see him on Facebook, and I'm like, is he related to Angie when we were younger?
Hey, 10:30 means it's time to call the O'Mara house. Yeah. I heard a ringer in the background.
Maybe it's Dan.
Third caller.
Aaron Riggs. I'm sorry, I skipped one. Sunday was the 25th birthday of twins Laura and Austin McCool.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cool name.
It is.
Yeah.
Appropriately, they'd like to hear the dueling Michael McDonald's. All right. This is for Laura and Austin McCool.
They're twins.
They're twins, are they not?
You want to take the first or the second?
I would like to do the first, if that's okay.
Go right ahead.
All right. This is for the McCool twins.
All right. Rob Spiewak doing his best Michael McDonald impression.
You don't know me, but I'm your brother.
I'll take the second one.
Uh-huh. I was raised here in a
My microphone's not working well today.
Neither is Rob's.
Now we both go.
Who are you?
All right, that's it. That's enough of that.
I enjoyed it.
You didn't want to do the second cut, Mike?
No, I didn't.
Very flammy.
Aaron Riggs had a birthday Sunday.
He also shops through our Amazon page.
Aaron Riggs had a birthday Sunday. He also shops through our Amazon page and is one of the Ustream effers. He'd like to hear, at least he know thyself.
Yeah, that is, that's awesome, Ustream effer.
He'd like to hear Charlie Warren talk up a record.
Now, I chose three appropriate Charlie Warren records.
Okay.
I'm not going to tell you what they are, but I know that they're all at home on the Charlie Warren show.
Okay.
Would you like to hear the first one?
And I have to start it right out. Not hearing it, I have to go right forward.
Exactly.
Out of the gate, yeah.
8:35 WMAL, Charlie Warren Show. Got Tradio coming up in just a second. Have you seen a good movie? We'll be talking about movies a little bit later. You're the critic, Charlie Warren, WMAL.
Try
another one.
And you know what? What people don't know is there is a way that he would do a record. He wouldn't talk quite as far as most disc jockeys would.
Just to be safe.
And you can do that because who are you?
I'm Charlie Warren. WMAL, Charlie Warren Show, Saturday morning. How you doing? Kind of cool out there. Fall's just around the corner, but I think it's stopped by a little early today. Charlie Warren, WMAL. A little bit later on, we'll have news and weather. ABC News coming up at the top of the hour. Charlie Warren Show, WMAL.
Song.
Just to be safe.
One more.
Holy
one more. I don't know if this one's. I don't know if this one's out of format, Charlie.
Looks like it's going to be a great effing day today. Charlie Warren, WMAL. How you doing, kids? All you headbangers out there, get out of your mosh pits, smoke your marijuana cigarettes, go out there and do drugs, have early sex. I hope you have a great time. Charlie Warren, WMAL. I was out at the Led Zeppelin tribute concert at Club Z last night, and boy, am I hungover today. I'll tell you right now, if anybody'd like to come down to the studio here at Jennifer Street in Bethesda, Maryland, and give me a Hummer, I'd sure like it.
That's the alternative.
That was too tight.
That was the anti-Charlie Warren.
Right. I like that. I thought it was Farley Warren.
Very good. Aspiring actress Margot Moreau.
Margot.
I believe it's pronounced Moreau. That's the
correct
way I would. Margot Moreau. How do you know that?
Well, because they sent a pronouncer.
Oh, good. Okay.
Oh, so they're not the birthday balloon head.
When someone's named Margot Moreau and Buzz knows that, I just figure more intimate contact.
Stalk them.
That's exactly what
we'll talk about that later.
Turned 24. Margot turned 24 on Monday, and her dad says she's going to make it big. That's good. They both shop through our Amazon page.
She already made it big for Buzz.
Come on. Her dad wrote this in.
That was her father that sent that in.
I'm a father.
You creep.
I think he made it work.
Greg Greg Vravis.
Charlie Warren.
Greg Vravis of Las Vegas had a birthday Tuesday, mm-hmm. and all he wants is more TMOS.
Well, that's
nice. That's fine. We get that. Very we get cool. that often.
And, I'm sorry, sir.
Not going to happen.
what?
Look, there's a look. If we're not going to be on the radio, we mm-hmm. might as well have some time.
Yeah,
right.
Ms. Lee Snyder turned 28 Tuesday, and she's getting a surprise greeting from Rob through Mike's impression of Rob. No, excuse me.
Why?
I don't like, she wants me to do a Rob impression?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think I'm the one. I think we have one member of the cast here.
But you're the chosen one.
Yeah, but you're the one that I...
What if you both did it?
Well, no, I'd like to hear Oscars.
Hey, how about this? I'd like to hear Buzz do me.
Go ahead. Can you do
that'd
Rob?
Be amazing. What's the young lady's name again?
Yes, the name
again? Lee Snyder. She's 28 Tuesday.
Hi, Lee. It's Rob. I didn't have time to cut and paste a greeting for you, but happy birthday. I hope it's Boss.
Charlie Warren. I am so, there are days I'm just so glad I come here. That was terrific.
Corey.
That was awesome. Hope it's Boss.
Corey Music had his 22nd birthday on Tuesday. Another Amazon shopper.
Thank you.
He expects Baltimore Billy's thrilled about the O's being in contention. Mm-hmm. We'll do that next week.
We'll see.
Yeah, as we get into the playoffs with the Orioles, we'll
Your
bring in Baltimore.
Is coming, sir.
But I know those Baltimore victories are boss.
It was Trip Atkins' birthday yesterday. Mm-hmm. Says he loves the show. Trip.
That makes two.
That's like a Trip Affleck impersonator.
Oh,
name.
That's right. Trip. I see. Yes. I was like, I got confused
yeah.
there.
Yeah, different Trip. Not Affleck.
Is it Roque?
I don't know. I've never seen it. Roque, maybe?
Roque or Roque? R-O-Q-U-E. R-O-Q-U-E Varela. Roque Varela.
He's a good boy.
Turns 45 today. His wife's requesting he get a greeting from Charlie since she's out of town and unable to give Roque that special favor.
Charlie, do you know what the special favor is?
Yes.
What is it?
I can't tell you.
Will you show me?
Mr. Bridges would be angry.
Can you indicate with pantomime what it is?
Yes, I can.
Go ahead. Stream efforts.
Hey, did you hear Buzz do an impression of me?
It was great.
Wasn't it?
Thank you. I want to go now.
Okay, bye-bye, Charlie.
We'll meet them both in Reno.
Bye, Charlie.
Byron Flick listens every day in his bicycle shop. His birthday is Saturday. Pilot Lee Anderson has a birthday on Sunday. He just wants us to do a good show. Tuesday is Linda H-I-R-W's.
And it's pronounced her, H-E-R. It's pronounced her.
All right. Tuesday is Linda Her's 35th birthday. Mm-hmm. She says an hour of awesome every day is present enough. That's very awesome. Nice.
Isn't
it's cool.
Susie Radcliffe turns 38 Tuesday. She's been listening with her dad since the mid-90s.
Wow.
She loves Charlie, too.
And Charlie Nelson. Charlie Nelson.
Charlie Nelson.
Charlie Nelson's show, WMAS. Charlie turns 34 on Tuesday. His big brother says, Charlie, would love a greeting from seafood magnat Dick Queasy. Well, it ain't ever going to happen. Oh, sorry, pal.
I'm coming.
All right, that's it. Let's start the damn show.
Oh, Johnny, thank you. Good job, everybody.
The Michael O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I've accomplished much in my lifetime, so you might be surprised to learn that I come from a very stupid family. My father worked at a bank. They caught him stealing pens. I don't get any respect at all. Last night, a girl phoned me and said, come on over, there's nobody home. I went over, nobody was home. I tell you, it's not easy being me. If it weren't for pickpockets, I'd have no sex life at all. Last night, I went to a bar. The bartender asked what I wanted. I said, surprise me. So he showed me a naked picture of my wife.
I just got back from a pleasure trip. I took my mother-in-law to the airport. I don't want to say my mother-in-law is dumb, but she thinks Taco Bell is a Mexican phone company. And boy, is she fat. She's so fat, the first time she got on a rowing machine, it sank. She's so fat, she's on both sides of the family. She's so fat, her measurements are 38, 26, 38, and that's just her arms.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's...
here's Mike.
Live from the Cappy Fiverr Studios, this is America's most beloved podcast, The Mike O'Mara Show. We are downloaded more than 15 million times, and we are heard in 150 countries worldwide. You can call us at 718-506-1625.
No guarantee we're going to answer them.
It is Thursday, September 20, 2012, and our show today is brought to you by TryLendingTree.com. Good news on the housing market again yesterday.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And when you hear good news on the housing market, I've heard enough financial reports in my day to know that when you hear good housing news, that means interest rates going up can't be long down the road.
That's true. Hand in hand.
I think, they could stay. You never know. The thing about interest rates, you can't predict them, and I think I was one of many people who refied at 4% and said, I'm done. It's not going to possibly go any lower.
And then it did.
And it continued to do so. You never know. All that I do know is that today, if you did it today, it would be a phenomenal day to refi or buy a new home. And if you're doing that, the answer is LendingTree.com. Just go to TryLendingTree.com, fill out one simple form, couldn't be easier, and then they get these 200 lenders that go bat-ass.
Yeah, they fight over you.
They compete for your business. It's totally free, and the customers are raving about this thing every day. One customer says, have never done a loan like this before. It was confusing at first, but I asked a lot of questions, and their customer service was really a great help. Mm-hmm. And, they do it, and they make it simple, and it's a more complicated procedure to get financing than it was prior to the big bubble burst.
Of course it is.
Sure.
So LendingTree can help you out.
Makes
Go
it
to
easy.
TryLendingTree.com. Get a free mortgage guide when you enter the code TMOS or call 866-291-2010. You'll be confident you got the best deal. Visit TryLendingTree.com and enter the code TMOS.
Terms and conditions apply.
There
Visit website for details. Right. NMLS license number 1136. 1312 Village Creek Drive, Suite 900, Plano, Texas, 75093. Right.
Melodic, right. I think.
Yeah, Plano is great.
Very nice. On the program today, I'm very, very excited to tell you that there is a new me in the studio, and I'm not talking about the weight loss. I'll tell you about that later, but I'm going
to
tell you.
Something you did to your eyes, isn't it?
No, I am feeling different today than I have felt in many, many years, and I wish I'd done this a long time ago, and I'll tell you all about
you're
that.
Out?
What's that?
You said you feel differently today.
No, I'm not coming out of the closet.
Okay, all right.
I've been out. Anybody that really knows me.
Tell me about it.
We have a controversy, or a mystery, I should say. We'll call it the Mike O'Mara Show mystery of the day. And it was discovered yesterday by my mom-in-law.
Ooh.
Find out if he's here yet.
In the magazine rack?
a political guest is coming in tomorrow. We'll talk about that.
Oh, good.
We're Very lucky good. To have Frankie after last night. And theme parks. I've got one other one of my harebrained theories about theme parks.
Does this have to do with Knott's Berry Farm?
Yes, it does.
Do you know they have that identical ride at King's Dominion, the amusement park that I favor, that I will be returning to a week from Saturday?
Well, I have. We'll start with that.
Good.
Okay.
My life is connected to the internet. Uh-huh. We had a rare internet outage 10 minutes before you guys all walked into the house.
Wow.
And you realize how you're connected to it.
Unreliable.
I was so incredibly just all consumed the internet. The 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock hours in this house, that's just all I do. And
Same
if
here.
I finish doing show stuff, I'm on to other things. And I'm paying bills, or I'm looking for something, or I'm trying to get a question.
Pornography.
Answered, or I'm surfing porn. And it's just. I mean, I went back to...
Typing in Bang Brothers and nothing would come up.
I click on my Yahoo and it's like unable. And you know how you can tell when you said unable to connect?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You can tell when it just goes chunk.
Yeah.
When you've lost
Sometimes
connection.
It's slow, but sometimes it's just gone.
Yeah, we had a little storm activity here earlier in the week and the guys have been working on the street here.
Sure.
And it was obvious to me that it went out and I just had this momentary... that. And... I think that we probably take for granted how totally, utterly dependent we are, not just on electricity, but I'm talking about that wonderful internet connection that most of us have. It's crazy. It really is.
7 days in Punta Cana. Just another layer on that big taco empanada I had.
Your failed vacation.
Yeah.
They had none?
Well, if you wanted it, you'd have to go next to the main office.
Uh-huh. And like the old days.
Yeah, but if you got it, it was like, I would say, a 10% chance that you would even connect.
Yeah, I found that on a cruise.
And it drove you insane.
It's almost, it pissed you off, not just because you're like, well, I should have this in my room and have the ability to pay for it if I wanted to.
Right, right.
But even the fact that you're offering SE internet next to your hub.
Sure.
Right. Why even offer it?
It was less than 10 years ago. You should be aware of this. Yeah, it was less than 10 years ago where that hotel internet you're talking about, that's the way I got my internet.
Didn't exist.
I would go down to the hotel business center, which they all had, and they had like two computers.
Three smelly Dell computers.
And there's always some fat lady that's sitting there, and she's on it. And I would say, or a stinky guy. And
She's trying to do something with Pinterest.
But it wasn't that. It's so rapid. And sometimes I think we take for granted how rapidly the technology really works.
Quickly, they offered a communications package on the cruise ship, which I thought was surprising and wonderful.
That was unheard of 10 years ago.
Yeah, it was technically impossible, but there it was. They said you could have, I think, 120 minutes for $60. And I said, well, yeah, I'm all in. Well, I spent, I wasted the first 60 minutes of my 120 minutes just trying to get it to work. And then after that, I just gave up and finally accepted the fact that it would be a week without internet.
Cruise ships are weird, like with phones. Yeah. And I mean, it's so damn expensive. Oh, they still do ship to shore? Is
they
that
do?
The way
yeah,
it's
I think
done?
It's like $2 a minute from your room phone. I think.
Do you think they run jammers? I think they run a jammer, a cell phone jammer in my Target.
Really?
I can't text or do a phone call in my Target until I step right out the door.
On a ship, I would think that you would have, you know, with satellite technology, what it is today,
that's what they
you
have.
Would think it would be a lot easier. Than
no, their explanation was, oh, the satellite's very slow.
Really?
No, that's got to be BS. Yeah. I think they
a
would
satellite
actually,
is not slow or fast. It's a satellite.
First, you shouldn't have to pay for it if it's not working.
Right.
So that's BS. Yeah.
Right. No refunds.
Did you fight that?
It says it right up front, no refunds. So I didn't bother. I just blew off the $60.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sucks.
That's a deal.
Drop the F-bomb. Yeah. I hate when that happens.
I do too.
But you're right. You know what? It's like I've had better breakups than the times I've realized I didn't have internet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because just left there.
Because it was probably, I think, the total timeout, maybe 6 or 7 minutes. And I
you
had
panic.
A little... I really had this.
Yeah.
Show, my show prep was done. I was done doing all my work.
Thank goodness.
But I had like a couple of things I needed to take care of. And I was like, yeah.
And you know what else?
I didn't make that sound, but I should have. I should have gone, yeah.
And I also panicked because I begin to think, oh my God, maybe my computer's broken. Is my phone no good? Why can't it connect to Comcast? What have I done?
We didn't even have it 15 years ago. And now if it goes out, we go, well, what the hell?
Yeah.
You know, that's how connected
we
are.
It's weird. And it's like I equate it to... if you upgrade an automobile and you get something in an automobile that, you know, I mean, this is just for the discussion purpose, say cruise control.
Okay.
Or you get a, you know,
Bluetooth,
a seat heater, you know, or something like that. And then you use it for all, and you become totally addicted to it.
How about this? Have you ever jumped in a car without power steering?
Not in a long, long time.
Oh, try that.
How long has it been since you've been in an automobile where you can't press a button and conceal your front license plate?
I knew that. I knew something like that was coming.
I mean, power God, steering. I mean, what are we, barbarians?
Now, power steering is underrated.
Are you ready?
Oh, it's very important.
Are you ready for the Mike O'Mara Show mystery?
Yeah. Sure.
Yes, please.
Well,
can we go around the room?
I go out. No, let me explain
it. Zoic Scoob, what is it?
So we go out. Hey, Mark, are you here?
He texted me a moment ago, said he'd be here in a minute. Yeah, so
can't help him.
Is it part of the mystery?
Well, he is part of the mystery. So
he's the kindly old caretaker.
Pick my car up from getting its service, and I get home.
Service.
Uh-huh.
You know. And it's one of my ultimate scenarios as I hear the dogs out on the porch, which would mean... Carla is out on the porch, which would mean her mother's out on the porch.
Okay, good.
And it's always nice to see them because they're usually sitting out on the porch with a big, fat glass of wine.
They're socializing.
They're doing their little socializing.
It was beautiful yesterday.
And it was a gorgeous day, beautiful. And I sit down, and it's usually, I love those two together. They love each other so much, and they're fun to be around. They're very positive.
Mm-hmm.
This is
cheerful,
not,
chipper.
You know, I think, obviously, the normal mother-in-law situation does not exist in my world.
Right.
There's the age difference to start with, hers to mine.
Right.
And it's just, it's always
the
pleasant.
The two of them together, they are the good time girls.
The good time girls. I call them the pigeon sisters.
Yeah.
But they tend to occasionally... turn the guns on me, naturally. That's what they will do. And yesterday...
It's called the estrogen shift, Mike.
Early into the conversation, this is what happens. We somehow start discussing the powder room that has been a subject on the show recently.
Talked about it yesterday.
And we talked about the show, the powder room yesterday. And then Linda says to me, well, we know somebody enjoyed the powder room today. And I'm like, what are you talking about? She said, Well, I just, when I came in from our run, they go on their little run, and then they have their wine, their little drill. They're like Kathy Lee and Hoda.
Do they run to the grocery store to buy some wine? Is that where they're running?
No, not in this house.
Of course not. Oh,
this
right.
house is like a distillery.
I forgot.
They don't need to run anywhere.
Chateau O'Mara.
You want to find a bottle of wine in this car, you need to just reach. Yeah. Reach in any particular direction.
Open a drawer.
You touch a bottle of wine.
Oh, you're opening a vineyard, right?
Yeah, wine. Hey, look at this. Hey, I just reached my hand over my head. I'm touching a bottle. So she says, somebody used the bathroom. I said, well, what are you talking about? Well, all I know is it was nasty when I went in there.
Oh,
and
I'm like, no.
And I said,
Big potty.
So I'm yeah, big potty.
Huge
it
potty.
It was huge potty. And I said, well, I didn't. Because I remembered because my big potty, when you're on Weight Not, you kind of pay attention to your big potty.
Sure.
And
you have to, otherwise you'll miss it because there ain't much.
Right.
You're not moving a lot of real estate, Mike.
And I remembered my big potty. I remember straining its stool in the morning.
Sure.
And in the morning upstairs. And I don't
Once a day for you?
Huh?
Basically once a day for you?
During Weight Not?
You know, I got it when I get it on a regular thing, I'll let you know.
Please let us know.
I probably...
It's still adjusting.
Yesterday, no.
You see, what happens...
Yesterday morning and then a little, you know... maybe a little Hershey kiss at night.
Raisin
up. Thank you for sharing, Mike.
I just want to know that I know you're going through a system of changes.
Right.
And I want to know where you land.
I am. So I remembered it in the morning.
Quarter
I
said, past dollop.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And I said,
So they were there for like a good hour.
And
just
I
talking
remember
about how you just are just an animal.
Buzz, left rapidly after the show yesterday.
We're out of here.
Oscar left relatively soon, and Rob did. And I remembered you guys going in and going out. I just remembered.
And
it.
As you know, I don't do that here.
Right.
As a courtesy to you, unless it's like a crisis, I usually go to the Sunoco station.
Right. And then I remembered, and I left. Early in the afternoon, Mark left early, and Mark and I literally left together. We walked out of the house
arm
together.
In arm.
So I sat there. So there's no, and then I went, well, wait a minute, because we did leave together, but Mark went into the bathroom right before we left. So he's not here.
Mark, are you here?
Yeah,
I thought I heard a thing.
The door is rustling now.
Yeah. All right. So he's going to get hit with this as soon as he walks in the door.
I think it'll be fine, as you were hit with it when you walked in the
door. Because the only conclusion,
door.
Because I was sure that I did not go big potty yesterday, and so he's here,
yes.
And the only conclusion is that, you know, let's welcome him. He was taping a special next door. Here he is. SMR. Sleepy Mark Gronick.
No.
All right, Mark, how are you?
I'm doing well.
You missed the whole discussion.
No, I didn't. I listened on my way in.
You were listening?
Yes.
Very plugged in.
So here's the operative question. Did you, all of us at one time or another, has gone big potty in that.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you did, it was a rapid big potty.
Just that
Linda
out of
apparently
you.
Linda got a face full
right.
When she came by.
Wow.
When she came by like maybe 2 hours later.
Mike, wow. Choose your words better.
Well, it
lingered.
I hate to disappoint.
Yes.
What?
But if you remember, you and I left the house together yesterday.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
That's what I said to Linda.
So my
your last visit, did you go big potty or did you pass gas or anything like that?
No, actually, I was thinking that it was one of the first times that I didn't even go to urinate yesterday.
Because of your time, I'm not going to say you're lying. I don't know.
What'd you do in there?
Hey, I wasn't in there yesterday.
Oh, you didn't go in there?
Not at all.
Well, Mike
said
you
didn't even go into the bathroom.
I didn't even use your bathroom yesterday.
You did. Did you lay or one of the...
Absolutely not.
I've experienced your elephant farts before.
Thank you.
And they're horrible.
But no.
No.
I think it was RJ.
Now it is a mystery.
Now it's a mystery.
Did you have...
Oh, my God.
Some people have access to your house...
Yes.
And the house was unattended for a couple hours.
No,
perhaps...
no, not a stranger.
No, no, I'm thinking like people that come by and perhaps tidy up.
No, they weren't here. We don't... It's once a month.
I don't know.
This is the classic bait and switch.
That's what I was thinking.
She did?
No, whoa. I would never say that.
I was thinking that, Mike.
How dare you?
Well... I believe
Carla's mother would never do that.
I let me tell you something. Mark
But
loves...
if you think that, we should talk about it.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, I just thought some stranger walked in here, but it'd make more sense if Linda did it. And then she's like, somebody else
Can
did
you
it.
Get my phone out of the kitchen?
Yeah, sure.
I think it's in the car. Well, or no, it's upstairs. It's upstairs.
It really is a mystery.
It's upstairs.
As a gentleman,
did you have anyone come by? I know you have a network of people that help with your dogs. any of them come
no.
by.
No, what do you think?
I'm not naming names.
Have we seen the mailman yet today?
No, I'm going to have to get Carl on the horn.
As a gentleman, I will not accuse your mother-in-law.
No, I'm not. She's the one that brought it up.
Yeah, but sometimes if you spelt it, you dealt
but
it.
But it's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Sure is.
That she's bringing that up.
What does
and
this
I,
mean?
I certainly, and you know, she's lovely.
Yeah, she is.
I wouldn't want
to. How about this? Is there a chance that it never really happened and she's just causing trouble?
No. She doesn't play on that level. She doesn't do that BS thing.
Is there a chance you went and it was so quick that you forgot?
Incredibly slight.
Okay.
That's my 53-year-old onset of Alzheimer's.
No, because you haven't been eating enough to do that.
That would be my
thought. Maybe one of the dogs went in there and actually learned how to use a bathroom.
You should know that when you're on Weight Not, no more odor than a hot biscuit.
Okay, listen, I'm not going to say anything other than, no one went big potty yesterday.
No.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough.
All right. And somebody said we should plug this into the board when we do it, but it's more fun this way.
I like this one.
Baby?
Hey.
Hey, we're doing the show right now. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Are you busy? You seem frantically busy today, are you?
I am.
Do you have a minute for the show?
Sure.
I just wanted to say, you know how your mom was saying that she thought that somebody had gone big potty yesterday? In the powder room? Well, we've gone through everyone on the show, myself included, and everybody, Mark said he didn't even go number one yesterday when he left, and he was the only, and I witnessed everybody go in and out.
We left early.
And I know I didn't because I went big potty, and I just wanted to let you know that nobody went big potty, and I'm wondering, you know, whether the best defense is a good offense in this particular case. I hate to say it that way, but I'm just curious if maybe it could have been your mom after all.
No, not at all. She said she came to the house.
Yeah, I know she volunteered it. I was there when she said it.
She had to go pee.
Right.
And she said she went into the bathroom, which I witnessed because the lights were on in the bathroom.
Right.
And the fan was going.
Right.
So I did notice that. And anyway, she never mentioned anything, but then she said, oh my God, Mike must have been just here because it smells in the bathroom. I said, yeah, he must have just left.
You know what? Now I'm thinking we have a ghost, a ghost pooper.
Homeless people coming
into
your house.
Or someone's lying.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, you might just, when you get a chance, just ask her again about it because we've grilled everybody.
Is this the first?
She definitely smelled it. There's no question about it.
Yeah, she was adamant about it. She was making a big deal about it.
You're going to have to relay it to Carla.
Wait, hold on. Is Mark there?
Yeah, Mark's right here.
Hi.
You know you did it.
No, I didn't.
Wow.
I don't believe you at all.
Mike, tell her how I left the house with you.
Yeah, Mark did leave the house. Remember, I said that last night.
Hold on. That's not what you said yesterday. You said Mark was the last one to leave, that it was him.
No, whoa. I said Mark and I left together, but he was the last one to use the bathroom. Because I thought you used it, but Mark, Mark loves his number two. He'd own to it.
He don't up
he'd
to
be
it.
Proud.
Absolutely.
I doubt it. I think he did it.
Okay. All right. We got to go.
No.
We're just curious. And by the way, wait a minute.
Huh?
Hold on. We're leaving someone out of the equation here.
Yeah. Who?
You.
Oh. Wait,
Did you hold on? Were you at the house after I left and before your mother came to the house?
No. Actually, we got there at the same time.
Oh, damn it. All right. I thought that would be Did you duck in there like before your mother might have ducked in there?
No. She had to go right to the bathroom. She had to pee.
They came here right after El Taco.
No.
Why?
Well, I guess it's going to be the great unsolved mystery, but,
it's not unsolved.
I think it's what?
It's not unsolved. I know
who it is. Who is it?
She thinks it's me.
Okay, well, that's it.
Is it possible that Mark went and took a lap around the block and came back?
Oh. No, he'd be proud.
He would. He'd own up to it.
Yeah, he would. I really believe that. All right, well, we got to go, honey. I love you.
Okay, bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
She loves to throw me under the bus.
No, see, but that's
I've noticed that.
No, she loves to. She loves to do that because you're the kid that she wants to throw the rock at in the school year.
Right. Yeah, I
don't
guess
think
so.
Don't think I've. Well, yeah. I'm ever vigilant. Okay, pal. I'm out. Hey, we got to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about a blissful new product that is in my life that has changed my life, and I mean it sincerely.
And when we go to break, I'm going to go take a
Welcome back to MikeOMeraShow.com. Our show is brought to you by...
Oh, Encore!
Insurance Services, LLC. They are so helpful for us, and we want you to be helpful for them. You get a free quote and get incredible deals on life insurance. Call 866-347-5748, or you can visit smartterm.com. It's very simple. They compare the rates for you. Even if you already have life insurance, you might be paying too much. People are amazed how much they can save. Encore may be able to help you, just as they helped Oscar Santana. Mm-hmm. You are a proud customer of Encore.
Yeah, a lot of people ask me, why get life insurance at such a younger age, like 34?
Right.
And I said to myself, well... it's really not that young, and most guys my age have probably gotten it by now because they've gotten married and these things you have to think about. Mm-hmm. And they gave me an amazing rate. It was flawless to deal with. You had one agent that gave me all my options, and I executed. It was nice. And the rate is literally the cheapest I can find.
By the way, no one asked him that. He just likes mentioning the fact that he's 34.
But now Shannon is trying to kill him. licensing and disclaimer info at smartterm.com. We're so proud and grateful to be sponsored again by Encore Insurance.
Encore!
Amen.
As everybody knows, I went through that sleep study a couple of weeks ago.
Congratulations on that.
And, passed with the flying colors.
Really
severe.
Good.
And, severe sleep apnea, right?
Severe. Like 55 incidences of...
dying.
Cessation of breathing.
Right. Yeah, right.
In like the first hour. Some ridiculous number like
that. Buzz does that during the news.
So one of the things... Look, there are people... This can, in its worst situation, if you... You know, for certain people, yes. It can be extremely dangerous. Fatal. And you have to get it treated. And yes, Rob put the X's through
and
the
sometimes,
eyes.
Sometimes, Mike, it can result in death.
I had a couple of circumstances where I would wake up and just be like... like that, really. Yeah, it would wake me up. It would be that severe. And that's goddamn scary.
Yeah.
But the other thing I realize is for decades, I was diagnosed with this, not because I was fat. I was diagnosed with this because I had this whole deviated septum.
Right.
And when I was a much lighter person, I still was diagnosed with it. I let it go.
When did you get your first mask?
Oh, probably 15 years ago, 12 years ago.
And that was
like
ancient technology. That looked like a vacuum cleaner.
It's not all that different, but but they have made enormous strides.
Good.
And I have a respiratory therapist that I worked with who was just phenomenal. Came to the house last night and just...
Yeah.
He was a very nice guy.
Exactly.
And I will say that unlike the first time when I got that when I was single.
Right.
And I'm like, you know, how am I going to... You know,
right.
If I happen to get lucky,
right. Yeah.
Bring somebody back to the house and have that. By the way, here's my Bane quality mask, and it ended up gathering dust, and I don't even know. I lost it in a move.
Yeah, because you were so busy laying pipe Monday through Friday.
That's right.
Because
hot Cuban trim took precedence over the CPAP machine.
But it was bulky. I didn't like it.
Right.
I didn't like having to hide it when I didn't want it to be out.
Right. Yeah. From the trim,
and it went away, and I never followed up, and it was just something. Flash forward, I'm older, I'm fatter, and
better.
This became and much better
and happier.
And this became something I wanted to do.
Right,
I get fitted with the thing last night, and
is Carla there?
You know, she was there when the guy came over.
Awesome.
Hey, and did the guy use the bathroom?
Stop! Can I tell my story, please? For Christ's sake!
Trying to help.
So he puts the fits me for the mask, and I'm here to say. This is so sophisticated, it actually tells you how many hours you're on the thing.
Oh, wow.
So I had two different masks because I'm testing one out.
Mm-hmm.
And the first one was small, and I liked it during the fitting thing. But I actually, in the middle of the night, switched over to the bigger one because it had a better seal with the air coming in. And I am here to tell
you. Don't break the seal, Mike.
Don't break the seal. Whatever you do. For the love of God. And, man, I just feel... I feel amazing today.
I could tell it when I walked in today.
If I had known, I'm such an idiot. If I had known how this was going to immediately impact my health,
less tired.
I mean, it's just ridiculous. I would wake up in the morning and I'm like, oh, this is what you feel like when like you've had a good night's sleep.
Exactly.
I never knew what it felt like.
And you didn't even sleep that much last night.
The total that I was on the machine was 6.5 hours, which is really the total of you're out sleep.
And it times you, right?
Yeah, it times you. And now, you know, it'll be better because I know the mask that I'm going to use. And it just, I'm going to use this through the Weight Not program. I'm going to use this for a long time because I really do have that that issue and even
think,
with the...
I know the apnea will get lighter when
it'll get lighter.
When you get lighter, but yes. Do you think you'll still need to use the mask when you hit your target weight?
Yeah, I think I might do it because probably. I just feel so damn good when you wake up.
I probably was a candidate myself, but I've stopped snoring now. And you know, this is just not a weight and hotspot. I've stopped snoring now
mm-hmm.
because of the weight loss.
Weight loss is an amazing thing.
Unbelievable.
Weight loss in all aspects of health they talk about. But anyway, I woke up and I got the mask.
Yes.
Do you want to see the mask?
More than anything on God's mask. Green earth.
Hey, Mark.
Oh, he's taking a dump.
Mark, if you're not. Do you think he really is?
I think he really is.
Yeah. He doesn't get about
he had
a thing
that long
like
ride.
That.
Oh, is he really?
He was dead serious.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think the big mask.
Were you really going big potty?
Huge potty.
No.
Hey, would you grab one of those masks? The one that's not attached.
Okay.
It's up in the same room.
By your bed. Okay.
It's up on the top.
See if you can find your way to Mike's bedroom.
Again.
Hey.
What? Because, you know, that's where you take your meetings.
Whatever.
You're like the colonel on Boardwalk Empire. The admiral. I'm sorry.
Yes.
You are the third
the
person.
The Commodore.
Whatever. Dabney Coleman.
The third person in my life that I have seen this extreme euphoria
mm-hmm.
from actually following directions.
They say
and
6 to 8 weeks to get used to the darn thing.
Right.
I noticed it the first night. It was incredible.
My mother went through the same thing you're going through right now. Changed her life.
It's an awakening of, boy, this is the way. If you have a decent night's sleep and you get to bed on time and you get rested, this is the way you're supposed to feel in the morning. I was up at 7 o'clock.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Let me put it on.
Oh, okay, Bane.
But it's a
big deal. There's one thing here we go.
They have evolved.
And this was the sound.
Oh, this looks modern.
Making at the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Okay, I'll show you the one I used.
Okay.
Here we go.
I'll put it on. Just talk.
Doesn't that scream threesome?
Halloween's coming.
Yeah. Right there.
He's untangling the straps.
The second person that I saw.
Here you go, Mike. It's a new scene from your new motion picture.
Looks like a jock strap.
30 seconds over Tokyo. Mike is taking to the air.
Rob wins.
you do look.
Oh, my God.
Mark, we need a photograph of this.
I got to take the headphones.
Mark, we truly need a photograph of this.
So he's part of the Blue Angels is what you're saying?
Exactly, yeah. He's going to. They've awoken a sleeping giant.
Why would it take
time to get used to that?
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Well worth it, though. Well worth it.
That's now, quite a device.
Are you sleeping in a submersion chamber, like in altered states?
Wow.
Wow, that really does.
A mask.
Now,
straps right onto your head,
now,
doesn't it?
Talking to the microphone.
How's everybody doing?
Wow.
And I, you know what? It felt so good.
Yeah, it does. It looks.
To wake up this way.
It looks.
I get in a good mood when I put it on.
What about? Is that the small one?
I can't hear you.
I say, is that the small one?
This is a big one.
That's the big one. Is there any discomfort?
There's a little bit. It's a little tight around my nose.
I'm sure you can adjust it, but what I'm concerned about
is. Can you talk into the mic, please?
Yeah, it's a little tight around my nose.
Does it get sweaty?
Nope.
Really? Good ventilation?
It is so cool. It's got like, all right.
Mark, we need a photograph. Urgently.
He's a very busy guy. He's trying to get, Mark's having a business meeting with us. He's trying to get that ready.
I know, monkey business.
One single time. Buzz is going to take a picture.
The thing there that, it just makes me think.
All right.
It
can makes you hear me, this on the microphone?
Yeah.
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, God.
Right. Yeah, there we go.
It just makes me think that it would be sweaty. Now, can you get like a flavor cartridge for the CPAP machine so the oxygen tastes great?
Carla was suggesting we put vodka in it.
I was thinking just a smart smoke would be great.
That could work.
I know Mark had a coffee flavored
smart
smoke.
Yeah, but you know what? You actually look more rested.
I feel
dynamite.
I didn't think here. They make it real clear. There's an adjustment period.
Yeah.
Some people might not completely dig the thing.
Some people might not survive.
I went all in last night, and just because maybe I think psychologically I was very motivated to get this thing to work, and very excited about it because it's really
But you don't need it.
Who knows? I feel like ass every morning.
You look great though.
Really?
I get beat. Like this morning when I woke up, I felt like I fell out of like a dumpster.
You might. I mean, you should ask Shannon
it's
to
possible.
Maybe wait till you go to sleep and kind of look at you. Because even if you're
sometimes
not going.
Sometimes you stop breathing.
Occasionally, you will have sleepus interruptus.
You are snoring.
It might be difficult. You might be a candidate for one of these machines.
What do you think?
I'm not quite sure. I'm very excited about it. But you know what? I think you'll sleep better if you relax perhaps with a sugary candy right before bed.
Yes, but what
candy?
Well, the one that would come to mind immediately would be a Lifesaver.
What flavor?
Peppermint.
Wintergreen.
And traditional five flavors.
Shannon in the morning. Shannon.
Nice mask.
That would
this
work.
Is a small one.
That would work if
that's
I,
like for a cat.
If I wasn't dating, if I wasn't dating a young woman who has the sleep habits of a golden girl, she goes to bed like at 10 p.m.
Does she really?
And she can do it.
That's why she's so lovely.
Without an effort.
They call it beauty sleep for a reason, Mark.
Yes, absolutely.
Literally, I come home around 9:30, so now I have like a good 30 minutes to hang out with her, and mm-hmm. I hear.
That's, by the way, that's a misconception about older people. The older you get, especially as you get into like your 70s, you sleep less. You're lucky if you get 3-4 hours of sleep at night.
Well, that's so why they have dinner at 4:30.
Younger people, teenagers especially, sleep. They're the ones who sleep the longest.
Well, something you sound pretty enthused about this. Something you want to share with us?
No, that's I'm sleeping normally. Thank you.
Long way to go to get that out.
That was for sure. See how he got manic about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he did.
No, but
you're wrong.
No,
don't do that.
Well, people have accused me of going to bed early, and I do somewhat, but not because of.
Well, who's accused you? We never accused you.
Young whippersnappers.
That's right.
Well, you were kind of. You've been tired on road trips before, but.
Oh, sure.
Up in Maine, you hung with everybody.
Yeah.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah. I'll be honest with you. As I get older, mm-hmm. I am. But I've had these habits since my late 30s. Mm-hmm. I like to eat dinner early in the mm-hmm. afternoon. Right. I do. I like to eat
about
like
2 o'clock.
By 1:15. 1:15, I like to eat. In bed by 6.
That's right. Home to bed. What a day.
And up in the morning, bright and early at by 11 a.m.
In fair defense of Blanche Dubois, she wakes up at 5:30 in the morning.
Okay, yeah, right. So
she goes to bed at 10.
Maybe on a weekend she could monitor you,
and wasn't
or you
Blanche,
could record yourself.
Wasn't Blanche Dubois' Streetcar Named Desire?
Yes.
Blanche, that's, he's thinking of Blanche from the Golden Girls.
What was her last name?
Your charming host might have appeared in Streetcar Named Desire on the stage in the theater. In the theater, in college, mm-hmm. and gotten a standing ovation at his first curtain call on Thursday night when we did our debut performance.
Kind of set the precedent for the standing ovation you get after every podcast.
If you had to.
Blanche Dubois was played by Joyce, and I've told that story.
Mm-hmm.
On
yes.
other,
that's, a bonus, that's a the bonus kiss. Story.
That might be Raw. That might be a Raw
yeah,
story.
Yeah, that's
paid programming. Mm-hmm.
Just quickly.
Yes,
gun
we have
your,
to break.
Gun
Blanche,
to your head.
Blanche Devereaux was
thank
her name.
Thank you very much. Yes. Blanche Devereaux. Stand corrected. Gun to your head, which Golden Girl would you sleep with?
Oh, it's easy.
Hold on. You got
But you got to take everything into account.
You got Maude B. Arthur.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got Flathead.
Reuben Planahan?
Ugh.
No, not her. Certainly
horrible.
Not.
You got Estelle. Yeah. Betty White.
Got to be Betty White.
Yeah, Betty White. Yes.
Oh, I don't know if it's Betty White.
Not even close. Not even close.
No.
Betty White was the only Golden Girl that...
in her day.
In her day, yeah.
And her characters...
Sue, when she was on Mary Tyler Moore a little bit.
She was who's Rose?
Rose.
That was Rue McClanahan. Right?
Was that Rue McClanahan?
I go Rose.
Yeah. No, Rue McClanahan was Blanche.
We don't have time. We have to take a break.
Rose, I think Rose was dumb, right?
Rob,
yes.
That's
we'll
Betty White.
Alert, Rob alert.
Damn it.
Rob's got a solicitor alert.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
got one of his marketing calls that he abused.
Yay.
That's coming up next, so stay tuned for that. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back.
CPAC.
Welcome back to MikeO'MaraShow.com. Yes, they're all the same commercials, just in a different order, ladies and gentlemen.
That's secret. The secret, yeah.
Our show, the audio vault, is brought to you by Score Big.
Thank you.
You know it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, no, I'm kidding.
No, no, it's
I'm
great.
Kidding, of
it's
course.
The best way to get tickets, Mike.
I know it is, and I'm hoping to free up some time mm-hmm. to take advantage, because so many people have. You can go to Score Big, enter the code TMOS at checkout, and save at least $15 off the box office price on your first purchase. Mm-hmm. Tickets at scorebig.com are always below box office price guaranteed. The Redskins, Cowboys versus Bucks, Cardinals, Eagles, Yankees, A's. We're getting into the baseball playoffs.
Yes.
We are getting into the Nationals' first run at playoff
huge.
Position. It's fantastic.
I scored club-level seats to the Ravens-Patriots game this Sunday.
You're going this Sunday?
Yes. I'm taking Blanche, because she's a big Patriots fan.
Blanche is going with you?
Yes. And
Blanche!
Yeah, so, she wears your Patriots jersey.
Yeah,
all the time.
So I got that dry cleaned. You're welcome, baby. And I've turned into the man I used to make fun of.
How much did you pay for him?
I saved at least $100. It was amazing.
And you don't need to wear a mask to get that discount. discount.
No, it's Scorbig, Scorebig.com. And remember, they will give you 10 to 60% on your favorite team, that off your favorite team, whether it's baseball, NFL, NBA, college, or the NHL. Scorebig.com. Check them out. Check them out today. Let's open up the audio vault.
It's already open.
It is?
Now you closed it.
No,
I closed
it. I
now.
Got confused.
I didn't open it.
Yes, you did.
I don't remember.
I know you did because the music stopped.
Nope.
Didn't. When you open, it's closed. I can't play anything.
No.
All right. Well, then, goodbye.
You know, there's no way.
The news.
There's no way I opened it.
I promise.
Does anybody?
You
did. Do you have any? Did you hear it?
I did not hear it.
I promise you.
But I tell you what.
It.
If he has a practice of stopping the music when it opens, then you must have opened it.
I will open it again.
Okay.
Under condition.
All right.
You're gonna. This is a taped program.
I know.
Everybody's going to hear it.
It's on record.
I'm not doing anything.
I'm looking at the door. It's closed.
What is what
the big stainless steel door?
What is your punishment if you are wrong about this?
Oh, goody, goody.
Because you will have done an entire audio vault with the door closed.
That's a great question.
Give you $20.
I don't think that's enough.
$20?
I don't think this is a money issue.
No.
All right, so what punishment would you
HJ,
like?
HJ or BJ?
I think.
What's that?
This is the one I got because I'm really confident about this.
Uh-huh. I'm sitting here too.
If I hit the button,
yes,
and you're right, then nothing happens.
Right.
If you're wrong, you do the show tomorrow from the front lawn.
Do the show from the front lawn.
We run a microphone cable, and you do the show
outside.
Fine.
Sitting out on the sidewalk.
Yes. Fine. On the sidewalk. Do I get a chair?
Yes.
A hard chair.
You get any chair you want.
Okay, that'll be fine.
With a sign that says Obama.
Please to do it.
He'll do it.
But
he'll
also, you know what? Hold it before you do it.
Yeah.
Just me being right, should I not be rewarded?
No.
Well, then that sucks for me.
Don't feel exactly. Like it, because I don't give a rat's ass. I'll do. I'll hit it 35 times so you can't.
I'm
tell
right.
Which
just
way.
Please open.
You were so adamant.
Thank you very much.
Well, I'm right.
You got a fat one. Go for it.
Time's all right. I had a great moment yesterday. You know, I went through LendingTree and I did refinance. I just have some papers to sign. We're done. We did great. But when you get to the point when your FHA loan matures, everyone knows, and you get calls 10 a day. Roughly 10
right,
a day.
Right.
And I was sick of taking them. And Robert was downstairs in the basement with me last night.
Mm-hmm.
And I love showing off for my boy.
And an audience.
I did this one for my son. Ladies and gentlemen, Rob versus the telemarketer.
Was there any crown involved?
No.
Okay.
Stone cold sober. It's the FHA loan, Mike.
Good afternoon, sir. Well, my name is Henry.
Hey, Henry. I'm going to record this phone call. I hope that's okay, all right?
Yeah, go ahead. This is recorded anyways.
Great. Hey, you know what? I've got a new thing I'm working on. Can I try something with you and see if it works? It's a mind reading thing.
Go ahead.
Okay. I'm seeing an image of my FHA loan coming to fruition, and you are going to save me a lot of money.
So you already got this call already before then, right?
Oh, just a few every day, but you go ahead, honey. How'd I do with the mind reading, by the way?
You're very psychic, sir.
Okay, very good. I also see you are about 5'9" tall.
No, I'm 6'3".
6'3", okay, but without the heels?
Without the heels.
Never mind. And I see you, do you have dark hair?
I'm actually bald, sir.
Oh.
But when you had hair, what color was it?
It was black.
Uh-huh. See, I was right. Now, I see the number 5 has something to do with your life. Is there a 5 that is important in your life?
A 5?
Yes, like 5. your age or your birth. What is your birthday?
It's November 16th.
Okay. How old are you?
I'm 30.
30, which is divisible by 5. See?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And Henry, what is your national country of origin? Don't tell me. It is the United States of America.
That is correct.
Exactly. And how many states are there?
I don't know.
Oh, come on. Take a guess. Hazard a guess. How many states are there? Henry? I was wondering, can you hazard a guess as to how many states there are in the United States of America?
Wow. End of the world.
51 to 52.
Right. And what's the first digit? Is a 5. So once again, I've done plenty of talking. Why don't you talk? May I call you Hank?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Let's get it done, Hank. Let's talk turkey.
Okay. Well, basically, sir, yeah. I'm pretty sure you heard.
heard this a lot already before. The interest rate's at the lowest.
Well, you know what? You know what, Henry? You're way off your script.
Stop for a second. I love when you say, okay, it's time. I'm done. I'm done screwing with you. Start your spiel and bam. Right, he doesn't get a half a second.
Yeah.
You can't start with, I'm sure you heard a lot about this already and like and whatnot. Uh-huh. Let's get back to the script. Are we on page one still?
Well, if you are a psychic, so you should know that already.
Oh, son.
Hey,
face.
A challenge.
Let's start again. Go ahead. You begin. I'll let you talk. I won't interrupt.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, basically.
Because the last thing I want to do is get in the way of your presentation. So if you talk, I'll shut up. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, Mr. Robert, I don't.
Anytime you're ready.
In this, so I'm gonna just let you go.
No, I'm interested. Hey, Pally. You know what I need? I feel the need for greed. I want to save some money, and I think you're the guy who can do it, Henry, because you're a mover and a shaker. What can you do for me?
My job here is to pre-screen you just to see if you're eligible for it.
Do you know who you are?
Would that?
You are the laughing banker. You bring a sense of joy to something that is very mundane, which is the telemarketing call, and yet you bring a certain joie de vivre. Do you know what that is?
No,
you don't. Have I passed the screening process based on charm alone?
No, not yet. I still have to ask.
All right, let's do the questions.
Sorry?
Let's do the questions. Is there any math involved?
Months, sir, I'm sure you, in the last 12 months, have you been on time with all your mortgage payments?
Yes, I have. As a matter of fact, sometimes I pay them as much as 40 minutes early.
Okay, very good, sir. Well, I commend you on that. And are you currently working or have a reliable source of income?
Yeah, I'm married to a rich old broad.
Okay. Wow. So is that a reliable source of income? Are you working, sir?
Yeah, tell me, have you ever tried to be with a rich old broad in a physical way? That's work, pal.
Stoner life.
She's very tall and matronly,
Stoner.
And she wears a lot of gowns and diamonds.
Okay, so she's rich, so she is working there. Right?
Yeah, she's rich.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? I think you do. Okay. She's 6'2", 280.
Oh, yeah, how tall are you, sir?
She's more concerned about my height when I'm laying down, if you know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Totally understand.
I'm sure you do. How am I doing so far on the screening?
You're doing good, man.
Nice. Are you sure you're from America?
Yeah, I'm from Orange County.
Orange County?
Orange County,
beautiful.
Man.
What other colors do you have?
I'm sorry?
Don't be. Continue with the screening.
And a ballpark figure here, sir.
You want a ballpark figure?
Mm-hmm.
My favorite ballpark figure is that Yankee Stadium seats about 62,000.
Okay, so it's about 308,000?
No, the amount that I'm kidding, of course. The amount of money that I owe, I actually have it written down here on an index card. The amount of money I have remaining on my mortgage is $640. Yeah, I've only got 10 more payments.
That's fucking mortgage. So how much do you pay if you have $640,000 left on your mortgage?
Okay, Einstein, listen. I'll let you figure this one out. What's 640 divided by 10?
Oh, okay.
My mortgage payment is $64.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Okay.
And the rich old broad pays it. She has a big feather pen, and she signs the check. And they're big checks, like on The Price is Right.
Okay.
Okay. He's
so done. Your home is not a manufactured home, right? You live in a big house?
What, do you think I live in a cardboard box? No, I live in a mansion.
Having a great time.
You got a bad case of the sniffles. Are you feeling okay? Do you need to take a break to blow your nose?
I'm under the weather this week.
And you came into work. You're going to make everyone sick there. You're going to have a whole fleet of sick telemarketers. Who's going to call me and annoy me? You should go home and call under the blanket.
Yeah, I've been taking cough drops right now and medicine.
What kind of medicine?
Medicine.
DayQuil and Halls.
He said Halls?
Yes.
Well, I hope DayQuil you're feeling better. Hey, you want to know something wild?
Yes, sir.
I never get sick.
Really? I never did, too. Until now.
Wow. Is one of your symptoms bad grammar? Duh. So how exactly are you related to Ryan Lochte?
Who? what the hell is that?
Exactly. When do I get to speak to the next guy? Have I passed the thing yet?
Yes, you have. So I'm going to get you over there right now.
Awesome. Who am I going to talk to?
I'll introduce you to him right now.
Oh, it's a fella.
Okay. Yeah, it could be a she or a he, so give me 1 second.
Oh, wait, hold it. Is the person so odd-looking that you can't tell?
Hello, Robert?
Yes, please, call me Robert. Hey, what about this other person I was going to talk to? I'm concerned. You said it's Robert? Either a man or a woman. Are you not able to tell what gender this person is?
I'm concerned that you're not serious about this. So you've just been playing around the whole time.
Hey, pal, I'm as serious as a heart attack. Don't you ever question my seriousness.
Okay, so if you are serious, let me go ahead and get you over to them right now then.
Okay, excellent. And is it a man or a woman? Okay.
It could be either one. I don't know.
Once again, this troubles me. I tell you what, the next time this person has to go to the bathroom, see which bathroom they go in.
Okay, Mr. Spiewak, I'm getting over there right
please,
now.
Please, please, Henry, call me Mr. Spiewak.
Mr. Spiewak.
Yes.
Okay, sorry about that, sir.
That's
I'm
quite
all right. Over there right now. They should be answering any second.
This is truly a great day.
So I don't want to make you wait too long, sir. I'll just have them call you back. Okay?
No, you can't because my phone's about to be cut off.
Okay. So, well, hopefully your phone will be back on pretty soon. Okay, bye.
There he goes.
I'm going to let you in on a little secret. Do you like secrets, honey? Here's the secret, dear heart. I am just messing with you. My house has already been refinanced, and I'm just having fun at your expense. So what we're going to do is I'm going to ask you to put me on the do not call list. I wish you all the best, and I also hope that you get out of your dead-end job as a telemarketer and get a reality show because you have every bit of the sparkling personality as the mother on Here Comes Honey Boo Boo. Hey, what's your favorite television program?
Storage Wars.
Do you?
I love Storage Wars.
Yeah. Do you like, what kind of food do you like? Do you like pizza?
No, I'm actually on a diet.
Are you a fat guy? You laugh like a skinny guy. Actually, you laugh like a stupid guy. What's your current height and weight?
Oh, I'm going to let you go right now.
No, wait. No, it's my turn.
Bye-bye.
How tall are you? Not only is he fat, he's impatient.
And that, there, Mike, wow. That is your magic audio vault.
Great
thank
job.
You. Thank you very much, great Rob. Job. Don't forget to check on that beginning.
Believe me, I think the listeners will let us know.
I think they'll let us know, too. We'll take a break, come back with Buzz and News right after this. Welcome back to MikeOberaShow.com, everybody. You know, it's fun when the people play with you as well as just totally adversarial. Guy. Yeah.
It was fun. You know what? That's down from 19 minutes.
You were wound up. That was an excellent one.
A lot of coffee yesterday.
Let's get a news update. Here is the man, the legend, Mr. Buzz Burbank. Take it away, Buzz.
Well, thanks, Mike. We're brought to you by the Workforce Development Industry Building Learning Series from Northern Virginia Community College. It kicks off with a cybersecurity event Monday, September 24th from 6 to 8 p.m. at NVCC's Annandale campus, and admission is free. The featured speaker, Dr. Ronald Ross, is one of the top technology decision makers in government, and the event includes a dinner and a free gift.
Ronald Ross, Mike.
Seats are going fast, so reserve yours today.
R squared.
703-323-3281. That's 703-323-3281. Please tell them you heard about it here. Stay tuned for more such events from Northern Virginia Community College's Workforce Development Division.
Double R in the his house.
April.
New numbers show that we are building more houses, as Mike mentioned, buying more houses, and, by the way, consumer confidence is up. A new survey shows increased confidence in the recovery, and now this. Census figures now show that when it comes to the economy, the worst appears to be over. Those numbers show that young people are once again moving out of the house and into college or the job market. Even the birth rate has started to rise again, something that fell off during the recession.
Yeah, boy.
Woo!
Yeah, get it done.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
The Johns Hopkins sociologist behind the study says this is evidence that the American family's finally starting to recover from the Great Recession.
Yeah, because what does the American family do when they recover? They screw.
Yeah, they love to bone. And I don't think the recession was all that great, frankly.
No, I don't think so either.
He says that with unemployment and poverty still high, there's still a risk of a backward slide and that our political decisions can still make things better or worse.
Do they still do that in the dance clubs, the backward slide?
Yeah, it's electric.
Boogie, woogie, 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 woogie. He says the recovery is indeed fragile, but that there are now signs of light at the end of this tunnel.
I hope so. But yeah, I mean, it's really been a tough slog.
It is. And things still suck, but there are signs that the worst is over and that a couple of things are starting to get better.
I pray for it every day.
Yeah. With all these veterans returning from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, nobody's against training them for civilian jobs in a tough economy. Well, nobody except Senate Republicans who filibustered to kill a bill that would have done just that. It was another occasion upon which a bill needed 60 votes instead of 51 to pass the Senate.
Well, it should be explained that, and it's not being explained, that this is the philosophy. The philosophy is this government, because of the deficit, the people on the right say that we simply can't afford more entitlement programs, which this is, and that's what they stick their guns. I mean, you've got this guy, Grover Norquist, that makes Republicans sign a pledge that under any circumstances, you will not approve a tax increase. You won't. So you sign a pledge that says, I won't raise taxes no matter what. And that's why they vote this down.
Which is BS.
Yeah, because they said we can't afford to pay for it.
Democrats say, whether this is true or not true, I don't know, but Democrats say the expense would have been covered by money that we're no longer spending on those wars.
And I believe that, too. It's people that don't think the government should provide. It's the same old thing.
They've said as much.
It's every day. It's what makes my brain hurt.
The first polls are out now since Mitt Romney's 47% remarks. A new Gallup poll shows Romney's 47% remarks did not sit well with registered voters. That poll taken for USA Today also shows the remarks won't change any minds in an electorate that's largely already made up its mind. 36% said the remarks make them less likely to vote for Romney. 20% said they love him even more for it. And 43%, the biggest plurality, said the comments make no difference whatsoever.
I want to find the people that those comments made them like him even more. I want to party with them.
Yeah, they're nice folks.
I like them.
I've seen the guys. You see the pundits. Yeah. You see the talking heads. And it is really hard. I guess this is just who I am as a human being. It is really hard for me to see some of these bespectacled Poindexters that are so effing cold. They're so cold that, well, that's the way it is. And they've all got their little glasses, and they're all like, and I want to punch them. It makes me
But
angry.
They're wearing glasses.
I get a really, well, I'm wearing glasses.
But you're not a bespectacled Poindexter.
I get a real emotional feeling about this issue, but I guess that's why I'm got the yard signs.
That's why they're two signs.
And thanks for mine, by the way.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Yeah. At least Democrats and Republicans were unmoved, but the poll shows that nearly a third of all independents say they are less likely to vote for Romney now that his remarks have been made public. But even half, 50% of the independents say the remarks will not affect their vote. Still, Romney was telling Latino voters last night he wants to represent the 100%. And yesterday,
how'd that make you feel, Oscar?
Well, it didn't really matter to me because
But he was speaking to you.
I'm part of the 43% that just like what I just. I'm disappointed, but I still want to see the debates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, true.
And you're going to be the guy that gets on TV. You're the person that's in the room that gets on TV, and there is a large part of the electorate that's like Oscar, where they talk to you because you haven't made
you're
your mind
holding
up.
Off
you might
decision.
Not make your mind up until the day you walk into the voting.
Very
booth.
True.
And if he votes at all.
You are going to vote.
Well, I have to vote.
You have to vote?
Yeah, because I can't sit here and BS you guys about my political values and not put my chips on the table.
Can we all vote before the show? Because I think we should all have stickers that day.
I think we should do that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Right. I want to see
you
your
have to
sticker.
Dress in your party mascot.
I have to be a donkey?
Shut up. You're getting confused with him being out on the lawn tomorrow.
Yesterday.
Which I can't wait for.
Can't going to happen.
Okay.
Ain't going to happen.
Can't wait to back up that tape. Yesterday, Romney tried to distract from his own remarks by playing a 1998 video that has Obama saying back then that he favors some redistribution of wealth.
He was so cute when he was young.
That's a hot button among Obama detractors, even though the remarks were made in the context of leveling the playing field so that all Americans have a chance to compete in the workforce. Analysis of the nation's electoral votes, meanwhile, shows that if the election were held today, Obama would be reelected.
Obama!
You may have heard
I got it?
Yeah, I do, as a matter of fact.
Oh, good. Is it handy?
It is handy.
Hank Williams Jr.
They're the enemy.
Who's the enemy?
Obama.
And you may have heard the reports that the butter-flavored powder they use to season microwave popcorn has caused lung problems among workers in the factories that used it. Well, now, we'd reported on it here before. Now, a Colorado man is suing a popcorn company and a couple of big store chains for not putting warnings on the packages. He developed lung disease.
A consumer that ate the popcorn?
Yeah, it's that powdering. It's like diacetyl, I believe it's called, and there's that chemical in it that for the butter-flavored powdering, they put it in microwave popcorn, or you can buy it in a shaker at the store.
God, it's workers, great.
Guys who worked in the factories where they bag that microwave popcorn, you know, they're dumping vats full of this stuff in there. They breathed a lot of this stuff, and many of them did develop lung problems. Now, this guy did, too. A lawyer for Dillons and Kroger. Oh, by the way, the man admits that he ate 2 bags of the stuff every day for 5 years. True. That's what he says.
Wow. It's his snack. It's his go-to snack.
A lawyer for Dillons and Kroger says there's no proof of a connection between the chemicals and lung disease, and that they might as well have put a warning on the label that aliens would be popping out of the bag.
Oh, well, that's the guy I'm going to believe, the lawyer for the grocery store.
He talks about aliens.
Or Dillons and Kroger.
You know what he is? He's a bespectacled Poindexter.
That's right. He's cold mother.
Wow.
A California man, meanwhile, is suing Medieval Times. You know the restaurant?
Yeah. I'm going there.
Be careful. Wear goggles.
I always do.
Because what happened? This guy was at a show, at a dinner, having his ye olde Pepsi, and a chip of metal from a sword fight flew into his eye and blinded him in one eye.
Oh.
He is now suing for $10 million in
he
damage.
He deserves to get something. Don't you think? Yeah, I mean, that's just so luck too. Of the draw.
That's going to ruin Medieval Times.
It could.
Good heavens.
She blinded me with science.
A piece of soul.
What a spectacled Poindexter.
That would...
They're going to have to put plexiglass up now.
Can you think
like a hockey game?
Can you think of any more innocuous?
What are the odds?
Like evening where you're going out. I mean, the only thing that you're guilty of is just a boring night going to Medieval.
It's all now. Robert wants. It's all Robert
it's
wants
fun,
for his birthday.
Mike,
is it really?
It's fun.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I've been too.
Have you been with your buddies and just drank and heckled?
No.
That's when it's fun.
Hold your. You can heckle.
Yeah, I mean, you can do whatever the F you want.
Oh, I'm so in now.
Let me tell you, heckler, if I'm at Medieval Times
yes.
with my 8-year-olds and I got a bunch of you
next table,
there's fighting going on.
Yeah, I think it was Chad's 25th birthday.
Oh, my God.
And he wanted to go to Medieval Times.
Sure.
And it was a pack of 20 of us at 25. And
you a-holes. Did you ruin the experience for everybody
else? No, we had a great time.
Did you notice anyone else?
Oh, no. It was all about us.
There was 20 of them, Mike, and now 12 of them are blind.
When's Chad's comedy show? Give it a plug.
Thank you very much. The Comedy Harvest. It's at Jam and Java, September 29th, around the corner here. Tickets are low-priced.
Yeah.
Vienna, Virginia, if you're in the area. Great comedy. Justin Slagle from 98 Rock is going to be there.
Very cool.
Danny Rouye from the former WJFK, The Fan, is going to be there. And Chad, I think this is his fifth time at stand-up, and I wouldn't say try anymore because he actually does a great job. You'd be pretty surprised.
Oh, very good.
Yes.
It's a good venue, too.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
And finally, in a California town near the Arizona border, a man got tired of hearing gospel music blare from his neighbor's house. It made his dog howl, and it made him crazy. So he pushed his big screen TV out onto the deck, turned up the volume, and played a porn video.
Oh, God.
That move outraged other neighbors who then complained to the sheriff. The man now admits that he didn't make the best choice for revenge, but quoting him, what are you going to do? He says he may be moving soon anyway. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Our show today brought to you by TryLendingTree.com.
Yes.
You know the answer. It's LendingTree.com. Go to TryLendingTree.com, fill out a simple form, and you get these lenders to compete for your business totally free, and you could save an amazing amount of money. Customers are saying things like this. Listen to this. The latest on this. They even sent the closing agent to our house at a time that was convenient for my wife and myself.
Awesome.
Highly recommended.
Nice.
It's one of the satisfied customers at TryLendingTree.com, TryLendingTree.com, and get a free mortgage guide when you enter the code TMOS. You can also call this number, 866-291-2010. You'll be confident you got the best deal. Visit TryLendingTree.com and enter the code TMOS. We'll be back with another one tomorrow. Thank you all very much. See you tomorrow, everybody.
Bye-bye, bye-bye, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
You know, they're the enemy.
Who's the enemy?
Obama!